November Zero Tango Romeo, this is Alpha 4 Golf Hotel / Victor Echo 1. Tom, are you on the air? November Zero Tango Romeo, this is Alpha 4 Golf Hotel / Victor Echo 1. CQ, Alpha 4 Golf Hotel / Victor Echo 1.
November 4 Hotel Charlie.
November 4 Hotel Charlie. This is Alpha 4, Golf Hotel / Victor Echo 1.
Golf Hotel, I think you said, / VE 1. So you're up in Canada. I'm trying to think where is the 1 section. Over.
QSL. Victor Echo 1 is Nova Scotia. I kind of like the way all the Canadian provinces have their call signs. The first three characters are the province and then individual. Makes it easier to figure out where people are coming from. But we're on just chatting away in the evening when we don't have anything else we're doing. Over.
I could look it up, but it'd be easier if you gave me your name, and then I would be able to use it. My name is Warren Whiskey Alpha Romeo Echo November, and I've been up into Nova Scotia, PEI, Cape Breton Island, Newfoundland, probably 10 different summers over.
Well, then you've got a lot of experience. My name is Gus, Golf Uniform Sierra. And we spent 3 weeks in Newfoundland, and gosh, had a great time. I'm recommending that to anybody and everybody who will listen. Over.
That's very good. So my claim to fame, and I realized the fame was in the stupidity, was I got in a small boat, and we motored out to the iceberg that was in the harbor, and this iceberg was, you know, bigger than any of the houses. It was a huge thing, and we went right up to it and touched it, and that thing could have split and flipped, and we would have been goners.
QSL Warren, but think of the great story you've got to tell. I mean, not too many people have gotten to touch a live iceberg. We're thinking of going back to Newfoundland to try to go iceberg sighting. Not sure if we're going to be as adventurous as you were, though, but you live to tell about it. That's fantastic. Great. Now, what's your normal day? Do you spend a lot of time on the radio, or do you actually have a paying job? Over.
No, I usually only get a chance to chat a little bit in the evening. Working in the daytime. I have my own IT services business, and clients call or have questions or need me to come by, so... Then some days are slack, you know, and I may have a little extra time, but mostly I like to get on in the evening. In fact, the single sideband net, South Carolina single sideband net, is coming up in about 3 minutes on 80 meters. Do you have 80 meters capability where you are? Over.
AA4GH / VE1 returning. No, I don't. We're in our RV, and I guess I could have wrecked my field antenna, but when you're only in a place for a night, it's kind of hard to do that. I have a 32-foot vertical, and honestly, I've not tried 80 meters. I'm not sure if it would bring it in. Over.
That would be really nice to check into our net on 3.915. So give it a try. So I'm going to hop out here because we're starting up here in just a couple minutes, and that's on my other radio over here. Gus, great to meet you. Have you ever been here in Greenville? How do you know Tom? Over.
QSL. I met Tom working the, you know, your 9 p.m. net, and just, you know, became friends. I know that Bernice was having some medical questions. I was just trying to touch base with him. I tried emailing him, but apparently his QRZ email is no longer active. So I'm just hoping to catch up with him and find out how things were going. Over.
Well, I did hear him on earlier today. So maybe he'll be on later. All right, let me sign with you here, and we'll switch over and get going on the single sideband net on 80 meters. So thanks for the chat. Really enjoyed it, and I'll try to listen for you again. And I'm guessing you're on EchoLink. I don't see how you could be making it on 2 meters without being on EchoLink. Alrighty, Gus, 73s from N4HHC.
Thanks, Warren. 73s from AA4GH/VE1 to N4HHC.
Conversation. I just did not want to break in. My wife actually walked out and told me that Gus was on here. My friend from up in Newfoundland, and I don't think he's there now if he's a VE1. Good evening, Gus. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Tom. How are you and Bernice? I just wanted to kind of see how things are going. Over.
Pretty much same old till we get to the doctor on the 12th, and we're hoping that he'll give her some cortisone or whatever they guide in there with a fluoroscope and put in her hip. She definitely needs a new hip because it's bone on bone, Gus, but Bernice never complains, but she is hobbling quite a bit, I'll tell you that. I just come back from the neighbors. They had two old tires they wanted to get rid of, and Bernice wants to plant flowers in them, and unfortunately her flower gardens are going to pot right now because she can't get out there in them, and the weeds are taking over, and that's not my forte. The ground's so hard for lack of rain that you can't hardly pull them right now anyway, so it'd be pretty futile. And let me see if Shane's on here with us, Gus. Hang on just a second. He's a great amateur operator, and he texted me and told me that you and Warren were on here also. N4ZLK, you can pick it up with Gus if you want and pass it back over. Shane, go ahead.
CR and AA4GH. Hey, Tom. Hey, Gus. Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a while, Gus. I talked to Tom earlier today. Just as a reminder, you probably remember, but we talked about Fred out there on the Lulubell in Alaska. My daughter's worked on that, on the Lulubell with Fred for a couple summers. But anyway, go ahead, Gus. Nice to hear you.
Hey, Shane. Good to hear you, too. I don't know. Did I tell you that last fall, I think it was, he ran aground and had to spend the night on a ship till it got floated off again? Over.
It, but my daughters also knew about it because one of their friends that they worked on the ship with and lives up in Alaska, worked on the boat with them. They called or texted and mentioned it and sent an article. So, yeah, I'd heard about it. The Coast Guard tried to get him to leave, but he wouldn't do it. He said, I'm going to stay here and float it off.
QSL, did he have any repercussions on his license or anything for going aground? I think I remember the story. Talk about maybe seismic activity was involved. Over.
No, there was nothing he could have done about it. It was something to do with an earthquake under the water, and it caused a drop in the level, a drastic drop and on the tide level. And he normally would have been fine. He was always in that area, but it just was a real weird situation that happened when the tide came back in and floated him off.
Well, that's good. Not knowing enough of the details, I was worried he might get in trouble. We sure liked him. We voyaged with him twice, and we brag him up all the time to people about what a great trip to Lulubell is. And on our last trip this last summer, he had a young Amish girl who was crew, and she backed it into the dock first time on her own without any problems. And he wasn't even standing near the helm. He was back down on the deck. He trusted her that much and just, you know, kind of stayed out of the way. And I thought, that's great leadership. Over.
Time, and then turn it over to Tom. Yeah, he does that. On the way back in, he goes down and checks all the engines and lets one of the, usually it's a girl, one of the girls that works for him. Both my daughter and my daughter-in-law both did that several times. In fact, the summer we went there, my daughter was not working that summer, and he said, here you go, Michaela, you remember how to do it, go ahead. And so I got to watch my 27-year-old daughter, who struggles driving she won't drive my F-250 because she says it's too big. She docked a 75-foot tour boat, so that was fun to watch. Go ahead, Tom, N4ZLK.
Blasting shame. Wow, the only Lulubell I know, Gus, is the one that was on Hee Haw back in the old days. There was a big gal on there, they called her Lulubell, if I remember rightly. But, well, where are you at tonight, Gus? You're not VO anymore, you're VE1, right?
Well, can't remember his sidekick who drove the Jeep instead of rode a horse. But, no, we're in Masstown, Nova Scotia. We're moving west, and tomorrow, it's either tomorrow or the next day, we'll be in New Brunswick. We disband the caravan on Saturday. Then we head south. We'll be in Maine probably Saturday night, and then head on down to North Carolina. Hope to be there on the 10th. Over.
Beautiful country up there. You're going to miss the leaves, though, probably. Go ahead, Shane, in 4ZLK. This is N0TR.
Gus, I always enjoy hearing about your travels. I've enjoyed talking to you. I'm going to give it to you, let you guys carry it on. I've got to call Beth here and let her know I'm on the way home. Very nice to hear you tonight, Gus, and safe travels. Tom, nice to hear you today. You and Bernice have a good evening, and maybe I'll catch you later on tonight if I stay up a little while after the net. Or maybe before. I'm not sure if I get there. Talk to you later. Gus, go ahead. 7-3 to you. Be careful. AA4GH from N4ZLK.
N4ZLK. This is AA4GH/VE1. Thanks so much, Shane. Always enjoy talking to you, too. I'm glad I caught you. And, boy, Tom, at the same time, a doubleheader. Hey, Tom, if you're still listening, I don't think your email address on QRZ is correct. It's n0tr@arl.net, and I tried it and it bounced over.
It's been a while since I put that in there. You put it in there so it's forwarded through the ARRL, so your email isn't compromised so much. But it's my name in small letters, T-O-M, and then my call sign at gmail.com. All small letters all the way across, but make sure that you put in a zero and not the letter O in that. So it's tomn0tr@gmail.com. Over.
And on my computer, again, it's different than what's on QRZ, so if that's important, you might want to update it. But hey, good talking to you. I always look forward to hearing your voice. And we still got to get together someday when I come down to Carolinas. Hope you have a good evening. Please say hi to Bernice for me, and I wish you the best luck with her medical. Pain is something that's hard to deal with sometimes, but sounds like you've got a really strong woman there. Over.
For 56 years, and she said the unless if somebody cancels, she don't get a new hip till January 27th. But she's on a list, Gus, and we certainly hope she does. But right now, if she just get that shot, I think she'll be a lot better off. My neighbor said they work really well. They guide them in with a fluoroscope. But the reason for the using the ARRL.net is it goes, your email will go through there and then back. But there's quite a delay from what I've seen in that before I get it. But use that one I just give you, and it'll be fine. You just don't put that on QRZ for fear people might get it and compromise it. And I know a lot of guys that had their email messed up, and so I don't put the actual email on there. You just put N0TR at ARRL.net. It's just a way of avoiding problems. But use that other one anytime, Gus. Great to hear you tonight. You have a safe voyage, and we'll catch you down the line. I got to go up to the rain locker. That's the shower. Get my shower, take my heart pills, and come back down and get on the CWT. Shane and I text back and forth and pick up HF stations of an evening, and I really enjoyed doing that lately. Take care, and we'll catch you down the line, Gus. Thanks for hollering at me. AA4GH stroke Victor Echo 1 in 0TR 73. Good night, Gus.
Good night, my friend.
2TXJ, is there anybody at the Brayers meeting?
Coming on here earlier, and K5WLL was headed to the meeting. This is N0TR Tom. I am not at the meeting, but if I can help you, I'd be glad to.
Hey, Tom. I tried the link for the video section of the meeting, but it's not working. And I was interested in participating in the two events they had, but obviously can't sit in on the meeting because the link's not working. I thought maybe somebody might be on the air who had some information about it.
I do not. I just know they changed the date till tonight because of the holiday. And I talked to this gentleman that was coming down and was trying to help him get down there to the Red Cross. So good luck with that, and I don't know anybody that's at the meeting tonight other than Leroy, and I don't have Leroy's phone number. So 73s, and we'll catch you later. This is N0TR, and my name's Tom.
Okay, Tom, thanks. Take care. K2TXJ. K2TXJ, anybody at the Brayers meeting who might be able to give me another link for the video link?